I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to St. John. St. John chapter 16. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 16, and we got a couple more scriptures. They coming out of Isaiah. Glory to God. When you have it, would you say amen? St. John chapter 16 and verse 33. How many have been listening at the broadcast? Even if we go even way back with some of the messages, amen, they are timely messages for this time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Heard one amen. Amen. I hope you're all taking advantage of it. If you're not, somebody will be taking advantage of it. We're going to need as much as we get from the Lord. Amen. Amen. St. John chapter 16 and verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace, and in the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen. And when you turn your Bibles also to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. When you have that, would you say amen? Amen? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And just want you to skip over a few pages from that, still in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26 now. Isaiah chapter 26, and we're going to read verse 3 and 4. When you have that, would you say amen? Amen. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. The title of our message today is, In God There Is Peace. Amen. In God there is peace. Amen. How many, I heard somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You got to really understand what the words say. How many know when the word comes, you need to be straight tuned into it, because it'll go over your head and you'll miss what God is saying. Amen. And miss the whole message. Amen. It says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, you shall have. And it say you might have, you kind of have. It said you shall. Shall means it's so. You shall have tribulation. Amen. He said, but be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. Amen. In God, there is peace. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He's the Prince of Peace. And he said he would keep us in perfect peace, whose minds is stayed upon him. Amen. He said, you know, even before Jesus went to the cross, amen, he talked to his disciple about many things. Amen. Talking to the disciples, letting them know, amen, the things to come. Amen. Letting them know, glory to God, so they won't be shocked. Amen. And the Lord has let us know. We had called by his name, been walking with him, been trying to live for him. Some of these things shouldn't be a shock to us. Amen. He have told us things before they happen. Amen. And it's glory to God. Sometimes you can tell people stuff and tell, we can keep saying something to it sound like a broken record, like it's not happening, and it be upon you before you know it. Glory to God. He told them, he said, let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. This is a time where, amen, you surely can be afraid about a lot of things, because life itself is uncertain. Amen. Glory to God. But God said, in the world you shall have tribulation. Tribulation is trouble, it's distress, it's oppression, it's persecution, it's trials, it's tests, it's affliction. It's just nothing but negativity. Everything is down. Glory to God. Down. There's nothing lifted up. Amen. There's no joy. Amen. There's no peace. Everything is just downsizes. Trouble. trouble. Glory to God. He said, in the world, you're going to have that. You're going to see that all around you. He said, but if you stay in tune with me, in other words, you will have peace on the inside. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. And then the Bible said, there's no peace except the Lord for the wicked. Glory to God. If you don't want to serve the Lord, you don't want to delight yourself in the Lord, there's just simply no peace. Glory to God. Even the ones that trying to walk with God, there's different things the devil will come across you to try to steal your peace. Glory to God. And you got to say, no, you're not taking my peace, devil. I'm going to keep my mind stayed upon the Lord. That's the benefit that we have. Glory to God. Even with, amen, in other words, with this COVID-19 going around and this virus going around and different things, glory to God, we can just be so disturbed, so distracted, because the news offer you no hope. They offer you no way out. They don't see a way coming out. Holly, but you have to look to the hills, and I have to look to the hills from whence cometh my help. You got to know that the Lord said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Glory to God. Holly, and God's able to deliver us. Amen. Even in a time like this, somebody ought to give God a praise. I say, even in a time like this, it depends on where your faith is. It depends on what your confidence is. It depends on what you believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know the Lord will keep your mind? Glory to God. If we stay in tune into the media, we all be cracked up in our mind. Glory to God. How many know you got to pull away from this stuff sometime? How do you listen to what you need to listen to? Take the precautions that you need to take and then back off from it. Glory to God. How to back off from it and do something, get something spiritual going down in your soul. Don't back off of it and get on Facebook and Twitter and glory to God and get all in the natural. You're still not going to get no strength. Pull back from that and get a hold of God. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Because God is in control. How many believe God's in control? How many really believe God's in control? You won't know God is in control if you don't talk to him. If you don't touch bases with him, you won't know that God's in control. You got to know it for yourself. The pastor can preach it to you, and that's not going to do you too much good. You got to know something for yourself. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. It say, these things have I spoken unto you. Hallelujah. Number one, well, I already told you how it's going to be in this world. That's what he said. I already told you what the times will be. I already told you about this. I already told you about that. Hallelujah. He said, in the world, hallelujah, you're going to have, he said, in me, you'll have peace. But he let you know, hallelujah, in the world, you're going to have trouble. But he said, don't you worry, don't you fret, because I be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. He's greater on the inside of you and me than he that's in the world. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah. And peace is, hallelujah, tranquility. Peace is calmness. Peace is rest. Peace, hallelujah, peace will bring you joy. Peace is, I'm rested, and I'm resting in Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not filled with anxiety. I'm not filled with fear. I'm resting in the Lord. Yeah, your natural body, your natural man will have you up in the uproar, anxiety, but glory to God, it takes the Spirit of God to calm you down. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. God is a calming. He's a soother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No matter what you may go through, not just this, hallelujah, COVID-19, no, not this is virus. The only is anything that you're going through. If you reach out and cry out to the Lord, he'll give you peace. Somebody give God a praise. You know, I was reading about Daniel, and I was reading about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I was reading, hallelujah, how they said, Lord, they told the king, they said, we're not careful what we say to you. Glory to God. In other words, we're following the rules here, we're following the rules there, but some things we're just not going to do. He said, we're not careful, oh king, what we say to you, because our God will deliver us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the king got very fierce with them and threw them, had them thrown in the fire with hats on and everything else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then the men that went to throw them in the fire, they got burned up. Glory to God. And the king looked back again. Hallelujah. He said, did not throw three in there, but I see four in there. And the fourth one looked like the Son of God. Hallelujah. And none of them are harmed in there. They was walking around in there praising God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God will deliver you out of anything that you're going through. God is delivered, but you got to set your face and set it flat. You got to keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. Trouble going to be all around you. Glory to God, trouble's all around us. but you got to make a determination. I'm going to stay with my face set flint upon the Lord, because he's the only one that can deliver me. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. And they didn't smell like smoke when they came out. They didn't look like what they went through. Glory to God. God brought them out and brought them out all right. You know, I said, Lord, this is a time and hour. How do you say it in the world? You're going to have tribulation, but it means you're going to have peace. Glory to God. How did the world going to be bankrupt over here? The world going to be distressed over here, but God's people going to be having a good time over here. It's in the Holy Ghost. I say it in the Holy Ghost. I begin to tell the Lord. I said, Lord, in the time that we living in, you have did so many great things for me. I wasn't expecting all this. Glory to God. All this virus, all this stuff coming about. I said, but in the midst of it, you've been good to me, and you're still doing great things for me. Hallelujah. He's paying every bill for me. Before they send out a stimulus plan, he's already paying bills for me. He's making ways out of nowhere, so I'm not going to have my head bowed down. Hallelujah. He keeps me going. Hallelujah. And this thing can only go so far. Hallelujah. Lord, because the righteous is down here. I said, God got righteous people down here, and we ought to act like we righteous. We ought to act like we know the Lord. People of God, I act like you know the Lord. Reason people go over there don't act like they know the Lord, because they're trying to be in the world and trying to walk with God. But God said his people is as bold as a lion, and he'll deliver you just like he delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm not saying preaching about a sad Jesus. I'm not preaching about a defeated Jesus. My God is strong. My God is able, and he's able to deliver. Somebody else to give God a praise in here.
Yes, Lord.
We're not talking about being fearful and afraid. Because if you be fearful and afraid, you will get out of here before your time. It will take you to an early grave. Hallelujah. Fear not, God said. All in his word, he said, fear not. He said, I'm not giving thee the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. A sound mind is a stable mind. A sound mind is not up and down and all around. A sound mind is not filled with worry. A sound mind is not filled with anxiety, but is a stable mind. Somebody give God a praise in here. Hot to the whole shot tie. Come on, praise him. Head of a whole shot tie. The Bible said, my people shall be strong. My people shall be strong and do exploits. You got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It depends on where your mentality is. It depends on what you dwell on throughout the day. It depends on who you serve. It depends on where your vision is. Hallelujah. God is not defeated. He said, every knee shall bow in the name of Jesus. And this chorus, honey, this virus, it will bow in the name of Jesus. God is greater than this virus. You got to act like he's greater than this virus. But people don't act like he's greater than this virus because they don't serve him with a whole heart. Amen. When you don't serve God with a whole heart, you don't know what he can do. Amen. And you don't have no confidence in him. He said, my people shall be strong and do exploits. God's not going to have his people talking about it and don't back up what they say. Hallelujah, you can't talk about the Lord. Hallelujah, you should know some things about him. And you got to keep your heart right. Glory to God, you can't keep your spirit right. You got to stay out of strife. You got to stay out of jealousy. You got to stay out of envy. You got to keep your soul right. Glory, I said, keep your soul right. Whatever you ask God, he will do it. I said, whatever you ask God, he will do it. Somebody give God a praise. The world's going down, but God's people are going to go up. Hop up a whole shire. I said, God's people are going to go up. Hallelujah. The devil trying to say, if you don't watch it like y'all heard me say earlier, all this thing, all y'all doom, all y'all doom, y'all going under, so there's no hope. Well, what did that mean? What that mean? If you believe that mess, that mean whatever you asking God for, there's no hope for that either. You don't want to receive that. Take that back to hell from whence it come. I said, God, there's some things that I have not got down here and I'm looking for. So I don't look for this virus to wipe me out. That devil is a liar. Somebody ought to praise God in here. Hallelujah. Head to I'm a host. I don't know about you. I don't know how long it's going to last. I'm not worried about what they talk about. I'm looking to the Lord. They can't predict how long this thing's going to last. Because the Bible said in 91st Psalm, 10,000 will fall at that side. Maybe people falling over here. But God said, it shall not come nigh me. Come and praise the Lord. I'm a host. I'm feeling radical right now. I said I'm feeling radical, but right now, devil, you a liar. Yeah. Somebody else to tell the devil you a liar. Yeah. He said, if my people who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked way, then I will forgive your sin. I will heal your land. God is waiting for some people to get down to the nitty gritty. He's waiting for his people to get down to the nitty gritty. Stop playing church. Be real. Call on the name of the Lord about this thing. I say, call upon the name of the Lord about this thing. Tell the culprit, whatever it is, whatever virus it is, they want to give it pretty names, long names, the disease, the virus, the demon of hell. Tell it to go to hell from whence it comes. Curse it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Somebody else to give God the praise. Come on, give God the praise. There's someone else that's a demon of hell. Hallelujah. And people are weak in their soul. People don't serve God like they used to. They play in church. They're not where they should be in the Lord. They're backslidden in the church. Sitting in the pew, backslidden in their heart. Hallelujah, not real. Talking about they still serve the Lord. They don't serve the Lord. See, God know how to get your attention. Hondo Hosiah. God gonna get some people attention. And some people gonna still do what they want to do. Just think about in the book of Exodus, how the Lord told Pharaoh, he said he ain't gonna let them people go. He told God told Moses, said Pharaoh's not gonna let those people go. He don't want the people go, got to go. God said, I'll send plagues. He let them know, if you don't do that, I'm gonna send that. The man's heart was so hard. And then one time he said, I'm gonna let y'all go. It ain't changed his mind. Blood. The water turned into blood. They had some of you read the story. It had so many things to get so until there was the start to the death angel took the first child. God's not playing. When God says something, you better do what he say. Amen. Glory to God. He won't let them go. And his heart was still hard. And it still came after him. As they was getting going by the Red Sea, he still came after him. And God had to just drown them all. God would let plagues, pestilence, diseases, everything hit this world. People got hardened hearts. They don't think they need the Lord, but you need the Lord. Amen. I need the Lord. Some people shake this off. When it was the swine flu, they shook that off. When it was this and that, they said, oh, nothing has ever happened like this. Yeah, they'll say that right now. But if this blow over, they'll still be in sin. And God will send something else. What would it take to get your attention? What would it take to get my attention? I'm the Hosiah. Somebody give God a praise. Hey, Kedabo Hoshata. Hallelujah. God said, let your heart not be troubled. To the people of God, he said, don't let your heart be troubled. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, there's some things you have to do that your heart won't be troubled. And you can't stay around people that's trouble and not be trouble. You know, you can't stay around a whole lot of anxiety and fear pulling, flooding in you and not you be trouble. You're going to be trouble, honey. There's some things, if you know people got all that, stay away from that. Keep them, say, Lord, keep them away from me. Listen to things of faith, things of encouragement. Glory to God. And you'll find strength. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's good to have God in your life. It's good to have the God in your life and know him. Especially in the hour that we're living in. It's good to know him. It's good to know some things about him. Because nobody else have the answers. Don't nobody else have your answer. Nobody else have my answer. In the book of Isaiah, it says, "For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given. And the government, or the leadership, shall be upon his shoulder." And it's, that's why he's coming to this world, saints, to govern this world. The shoulder, to be upon his shoulder. His name should be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and he is the Prince of Peace. And he's the only one that had peace for you. Did you hear what I said? He is the only one that had peace for you. In whatever situation you're going through, can nobody give you peace like the Lord? Amen. Can nobody give you peace? Peace starts from the inside, honey. Peace is not an outside job. It's an inside job. If God don't give you peace, you will not have peace. And the peace that I like about the Lord, he give you peace that passes all your understanding. He give you peace while you're having trouble. While we got storms around us and everything, he got peace on the inside of us. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the book, in the same book, in chapter 26, it says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace." Who's thou? The Lord will keep us in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusted in thee. In other words, you will not be able to have peace in God if you don't what? Trust God. Let's read that backwards. That's what it means. You can say, if you really don't trust the Lord, you will not be able to have peace. We trust one another. We trust the government. We trust this and we trust that. And the Bible said, "Cursed be every man that leaneth to the arm of flesh." Because you're going to be disappointed. Because they can tell you one thing today and they won't be able to keep the promise the next day. But your trust need to be in the Lord. That's why many people's heart is going to fail them for fear. The Bible said men's heart will fail them for fear. And I can understand that. Because it's too many things that you can't handle. We weren't designed to handle all these things. So men's heart will fail them because of the fear of the things are coming up on the face of the earth. It is not like the Lord just told us about these things. He's been telling us all the time. Amen. But we've been saying it for 100 years. Oh, Lord, soon to come back. Oh, Lord, say they're going to be there. Oh, Lord. And we find until it hit us. And even with this virus, when we was hearing about it, where it was coming from, we just look. Oh, But now, you can't shove it off. We can't shove off over here. But God wants us to know that he is greater than any virus. He's greater than any pestilence. And he promised us, and he's not a man that he should lie. He said, "I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you." And he said, glory to God. How do you, glory to God, let your heart not be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Amen. And it said, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." In other words, God is everlasting strength. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. As I say earlier, we need to be praying at this time, whether we are in church or not church. We need to pray at all times. You need to be praying. The Bible said, if my people who are called by my name, and not just talk about the problem, not to just talk about what's going on out here. Yeah, you go to the store, you can't find this, can find that. Pray before you go and ask God to let it be there for you or lead you the right way to go or when to go. Amen. That's our best we can do with it. Amen. And trust the Lord. Amen. Trust the Lord. God is doing something. Amen. All things work together for the good. Because the things that's going on, we keep going on. We kind of think that way as people. I think we don't really believe God's word. That's why we think like with life, people's killing people every day. This one doing that, all this stuff going on. Do we actually believe this is going to go on for eternity? Yes, we kind of believe that because nothing changed. We're so used to it. It's common to us. As soon as you get up, somebody got shot, somebody got killed, somebody did not. We get common to that. We're immune to that. But we're not immune. God knows what you're not immune to, and he'll let something come away, get your attention. Get the president's attention, whoever's attention. This is something out of control that you can't do anything about. Amen. And we need to be praying, Lord, even turn down our plate, fasting. Lord, I'm fasting concerning this disease, that you will wipe it, you will destroy it. Lord, I'm praying, Lord God, that I'm able to live a somewhat of a normal life. Lord, I'm praying about for my loved one. Lord, I'm praying that I get higher and be what you would have me to do. Lord, I'm praying, Lord, that I keep myself, whatever you're praying. That's what we need to pray. But all the people of God praying like they need to pray? No. That's why to God, he see where people, he's got people attention. Some people are praying, some people are not. And I'm not just talking about the well ministry. I'm just talking about all over the world. Some people going about their way. They ain't thinking about praying. Be just like in the book of Exodus. I mean, there was, if you read that. It was horrible. I mean, God let locusts come in their house. Locusts outside their house. Dead locusts, everything. Flies. Everything. I mean, it was just horrible. And even Pharaoh's people. Why don't you let them people go? Devil in him. Some people are still hold on. I'd rather surrender my all in all before times got too rough, because it's not a guarantee that you're going to make it. Amen? So you have to seek the Lord while he may be found. And this right, like now, as we're preaching, some people, they glad the churches are shut down. So they weren't going no way. So they can say, well, the church is shut down, so we can't go to church. They weren't going no way. But I guarantee you, this one was over here doing something they had no business doing. That one was over there doing something. I guarantee you they went everywhere else and did everything else they wanted to do. Whether the restaurants are open or not, amen, if they had to go get a whole lot of beer and whiskey or whatever they had to do, I think they're going to do it. They're going to still entertain. They're still going to do what they want to do. And God sees that. And he knows that. And he knows how to put a stop. So this, the world is coming to an end. And the disciples asked the Lord, they said, in other words, the Lord, when he spoke to them in the book of Matthew and told them all these things was going to be happening. But then he said, the end is not yet. My God. It's not yet. All that stuff was happening. The God said, the end is not yet. I said, Lord, all the time. I said, Lord, only you know who will be able to stand. God knows if you'll be able to stand for the worst of things to come upon this earth. He know if I'm able to stand. And I'm sure if he know we're not able to stand, he take us on. Everybody's not going to be able to stand. Right. Because you can't wake up one day and stand. You got to be standing a long time ago. You got to be standing some years ago. You can't get up and just stand in this stuff. I'm going to tell you like it is. You cannot get up and say, I'm a conqueror. Oh, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do it. You can't say that. You don't even know. You're going to have to be rooted and grounded in God in a way of speaking that, and to know that you stand for your faith, whatever may come your way. Right. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. You know, even though I hadn't been to the store on this wise, seen it visually, but I may have heard a little bit here and there, people standing in lines to get food and stuff. If people can't see this is part of the end time, I don't know what else they need to see. It's all this is going somewhere. So don't take your salvation lightly. Don't take it for granted. And some people, they just so bullheaded, they're just gonna keep on all the way to the end and they're gonna be lost. That's really it. They're gonna keep on to the end, they're gonna be lost. But when God opened your eyes and let you see, his word has already been written down there. He didn't just write it yesterday. It's been in there. And you see, he wrote these things down for you. When you see things, you say, oh. You're supposed to go back to the word and say, oh. That's that. That's that. That's the reason for. No, nobody wants to read the book of Revelation. I never really used to didn't like to read it. I don't read it on the regular. But it's like sometimes you don't understand the beast and all this kind of stuff. But as you keep reading, God help you understand some stuff. Right. Amen. And God, he said, it don't sound good. No, people, I don't want to hear that. That's doom. Yeah, it don't sound good. It makes you feel sad. But these things will come to pass. They're going to come back. They're going to come to pass before the Son of God come back. Amen. And we need to be remote. We need to be in God's word. So if you be best by yourself somewhere, or some incident happens, something happened, you would know how to respond. People that don't know what the words say, they don't have God in their heart, they're going to respond with no other way but fear. Somebody give God a prayer. They're going to try, and they're going to tell you, they'll have you shaking and trembling. And tell you what you need to do. So, I just thank the Lord. He said, in God we have peace. We have hope. There's hope in God. It's not hope in your situation. Not hope in my situation. It's not hope in what we see. Our hope is not in this. Somebody said, want a human being to tell you, when will this be over? Who can ask? He's not God. The president's not God. They don't know when it's going to be over. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. We take all our precautions and everything. We use wisdom. We have church till we can't have it. You know, God feel like, well, you know, if he allowed them to shut things down, then you better have the word in you. Everybody's going to need to have something in their heart. That's what you go to church for anyway, to learn God's word and to get it down in you. They take away your Bibles, take away this, now whatever. You need to have that word in you. If it's in you, it will be bought back. Because when I was laying down this morning, it was a scripture I hadn't read in a long time, and it just came. I'm just like, wow. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Let me just close.